lead is not just another agent integration. It is a concrete example of a harder question. What happens when an assistant can see a real Obsidian vault, remember prior conversations, and treat personal notes as part of its working context?
The briefing points to a Leda connected Obsidian plugin with persistent memory, vault synchronization, file change awareness, and a chat interface. That is a meaningful signal for durable agent memory, but it is still a watch item rather than proof that the whole operating model is ready.
So we're going to do the radar quickly.
Right. The value is not hype around one plugin. The value is seeing durable knowledge move from an abstract agent memory idea into a concrete surface that Chris could actually test.
Give us the route through the episode. What should listeners expect before we go deep?
First, a selective radar, Leda and Obsidian, Apple Sharp running in the browser, Ubuntu flavor consolidation, a Proxmox mixed drive build, and a 10 gigabit home lab networking experiment. Then we slow down on the Leda item because it touches the durable memory system Chris cares about most.
And we will keep the evidence boundaries explicit.
Exactly. We can talk about described capabilities and practical consequences. We cannot claim reliability, security maturity, or long-term maintenance from the briefing alone.
Let us hold on Leda and Obsidian for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The item describes an Obsidian plugin connected to Leda, with a stateful agent that can know vault contents and remember conversations. The described features include automatic markdown synchronization, preserved directory structure, and updates when files are created, changed, or deleted. For Chris, that makes the personal knowledge base feel less like a passive archive and more like an agent operating surface. If it works, the assistant can reason with project context without requiring every note to be copied into a prompt.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The briefing does not prove reliability, data policy, permission design, or maintenance depth. A feature list is not the same as an operating contract. A useful test would use a narrow, non-sensitive vault, then check synchronization, deletions, renamed files, stale context, and whether prior conversations help without contaminating new work.
The posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes, the right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on Apple Sharp in the browser for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The item is a browser playground for Apple Sharp that can generate Gaussian splats from one image through an NNX runtime web path. The project flow described in the briefing includes upload, preview, and downloading a result file. That matters because it shows more than a paper or a model announcement. It points toward local-feeling browser experimentation for a multimodal graphics workflow with a visible demo path.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The caveats are browser compatibility, model licensing, memory requirements, and the fact that one captured reaction reported Chrome working while Firefox on Linux did not. The next useful evidence would be repeatable browser reports, clear license handling for practical use, and examples that show whether the tool is robust outside a narrow demo path.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes, the right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on Ubuntu flavor consolidation for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The Linux lane argues that for an operator, the significance is not that choice should disappear. It is that official status should probably signal sustained maintenance, clear purpose, and user trust. A smaller list can be a quality signal if it reduces neglected options.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
This is curated analysis, rather than an upstream policy artifact inside the briefing. It should be treated as a governance interpretation, not as definitive proof of Canonical's internal reasoning. The next evidence would be official flavor governance details, maintainer comments, and whether users experience the smaller list as clarity or as lost flexibility.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes, the right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on Proxmox Mixed Drive build for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The HomeLab thread describes a Proxmox machine for experiments, desktops, and chunkier workloads with NVMe, SATA SD, large spinning disks, and enough memory to run bigger local tasks. It is not intended to replace an existing TrueNAS server. The useful operator lesson is role separation. Boot, fast virtual machine storage, bulk capacity, and network storage are different jobs. Mixed drives can work, but they punish unclear expectations, especially when ZFS layout choices enter the design.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The briefing captures the scenario, not a resolved recommendation. We should not infer a final architecture from the question alone. The next useful evidence would be the resolved layout, constraints around redundancy and backups, and whether the machine is meant for disposable experiments or durable workloads.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment, with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on 10 gigabit HomeLab networking for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The other HomeLab thread is a self-aware 10 gigabit experiment, direct fiber and SFP plus cards between a NAS and workstation, partly for learning and partly for faster transfers when large folders move. That matters because HomeLabs are not only about business justification. An unnecessary experiment can still be valuable if the point is learning, capability mapping, and discovering where fast networking is worth the complexity.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The caveat is that the briefing gives a project plan, not a benchmark design. Compatibility, cabling, transceivers, heat, drivers, and switch or direct connect behavior can dominate the result. The next evidence would be a finished topology, throughput results, power and heat notes, and whether the added complexity remains fun after the first setup weekend.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes, the right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
The radar spans agents, browser graphics, Linux governance, storage, and networking. Why does the Leta and Obsidian item deserve the deep dive rather than one of the HomeLab threads?
Because it lands directly on durable agent memory. The HomeLab items are useful operator signals, but the Leta item tests whether a note vault can become live context for an assistant. That connects to Chris's recurring work on memory, wiki-back knowledge, and agents that preserve useful state across sessions.
So the question is not whether the plugin is shiny. The question is what kind of contract a vault-aware stateful agent has to satisfy.
Exactly. Once an assistant remembers conversations and synchronizes notes, the important questions become freshness, auditability, privacy, deletion behavior, back-end boundaries, and whether the system remains understandable when it is useful enough to depend on.
Let us hold on persistent memory for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The briefing says the plugin uses Leta persistent memory for conversation continuity. That changes the experience from a fresh chat every time into an assistant that can carry prior work forward. Promises less repetition and more continuity around projects, decisions, and open questions. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is that persistence can help or harm. Old contexts can save time, but it can also bias a new task, preserve a stale assumption, or surface information the user did not intend to reuse. A real test should ask whether prior context is visible, controllable, and correct. The user should be able to see when memory helps and when it should be ignored.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment, with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on vault synchronization for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The briefing says markdown files can be synchronized with directory structure preserved. That is important because an Obsidian vault is not just documents, folder names, note clusters, and nearby files carry meaning. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is synchronization quality. If the agent misses files, flattens structure, or keeps stale versions, it may sound helpful while reasoning from the wrong map. A bounded experiment should edit, rename, and delete notes, then ask the agent questions that reveal whether it saw the same vault state the user sees.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on file change awareness for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The briefing says the plugin can react when notes are created, modified, or deleted. That is a strong practical feature because personal knowledge changes constantly, especially in a workflow built around daily notes and project logs. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is conflict handling. A file change watcher is useful only if it handles real mess, temporary files, sync conflicts, renamed folders, deleted drafts, and notes that should not be indexed. The next test is intentionally adversarial. Change files quickly, remove notes, reorganize folders, and check whether the assistant's answers reflect the new state without inventing continuity.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on chat interface and tool visibility for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The briefing describes a chat interface with richer responses, reasoning displays, and tool call support. That matters because a stateful agent needs more visibility than a plain text box if the user is going to trust its behavior. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is that display is not the same as audit. A visible interface can still hide which memory or note actually shaped an answer. A good test would ask whether the user can trace an answer back to relevant notes, identify stale memory, and distinguish a tool result from model inference.
The posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes, the right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on configuration and backend boundary for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The briefing shows that the plugin has a real configuration surface, a letter-based location, project identity, agent name, source name, and optional API key. That matters because the system has to bind a vault to a backend, not just run a prompt locally. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is operational clarity. A back-end configuration can be flexible, but it also introduces questions about where data lives, how credentials are stored, and what happens when the back-end is unavailable. A cautious deployment should document the back-end path, keep credentials scoped, and verify behavior with authentication enabled and disabled only where that is intentional.
The posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on privacy posture for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The briefing does not provide a complete privacy model. That absence matters because a vault may include private notes, personal planning, credentials, references, and operational details. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow.
That gives us a useful signal. But what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is simple. Do not treat vault access as harmless, just because the interface is convenient. Durable memory increases the need for explicit data boundaries. A safe first pass should use a sanitized vault, then graduate one folder at a time only after the sync and retention behavior are understood.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on maintenance signal for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The briefing gives a primary project source and a feature description, but it does not establish long-term maintenance. That matters because memory tools become infrastructure when they start carrying project continuity. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is dependency risk. A prototype can be useful for learning, but a durable knowledge workflow needs issue response, documentation, compatibility updates, and clear recovery if the plugin breaks. The next evidence should include issue history, release cadence, examples from other users, and whether the project handles real Obsidian Vault complexity.
The posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
Let us hold on operator fit for a minute. What is the cleanest supported claim, and why should it change the way we watch this lane?
The strongest interpretation is practical. This is a candidate pattern for turning a personal wiki into an agent working memory while keeping the note-taking workflow at the center. For Chris, the consequence is a clearer path from static notes to active project assistance without abandoning the wiki-centered workflow. Noun.
That gives us a useful signal, but what is the practical boundary? What should not be assumed from this item alone?
The boundary is that fit depends on control. Chris's stack values durable artifacts, explicit source boundaries, and inspectable memory. Any tool in this lane has to improve those properties rather than blur them. The useful next move is not adoption. It is a controlled trial that measures whether the agent becomes more grounded, easier to audit, and less dependent on repeated manual context.
So the posture is active watching, enough signal to test, not enough to build a dependency without more evidence.
Yes. The right move is a bounded experiment with clear attention to failure modes, maintenance signals, and whether the tool still helps when the environment gets messy.
If persistent memory works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer?
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
If vault synchronization works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer? And
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
If file change awareness works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer?
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
If chat interface and tool visibility works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer?
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
If configuration and backend boundary works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer?
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
If privacy posture works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer?
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
If maintenance signal works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer?
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
If operator fit works, what changes in the day-to-day experience?
The assistant can start from accumulated context rather than asking the user to restate the project every time. That can make research cues, implementation notes, memory rubrics, and operational decisions easier to resume after interruptions.
What keeps that from becoming another opaque assistant layer?
The system needs inspectable boundaries. The user should know what is in memory, what came from the vault, what came from the current conversation, and what remains model interpretation. Without that, durable memory becomes a confidence amplifier instead of a knowledge tool.
Bring it home. What would change our confidence on the next cycle?
For the Leda and Obsidian Lane, stronger confidence would come from setup reports, real vault examples, visible maintenance, and clear behavior around synchronization, deletion, authentication, and privacy. For the Sharp Lane, it would be repeatable browser compatibility and clearer practical use around the license constraints.
And for the systems lanes?
For Ubuntu flavors, watch whether consolidation improves clarity or removes useful choice. For Proxmox storage and 10 gigabit networking, watch whether the discussions resolve into durable patterns, role separation for drives, realistic redundancy expectations, clean cabling, and measurable network behavior.
So the final takeaway is measured. Durable agent memory is becoming more concrete, and the Leda plus Obsidian integration is worth testing, but only inside a bounded, inspectable experiment.
That is the right posture. The signal is strong enough to track closely, especially for a personal knowledge workflow, but the important unknowns are still freshness, auditability, privacy, maintenance, and what happens when the system is wrong.
We will leave it there. The audio version is the operating summary. Watch the integration, test the boundary, and do not let convenience outrun inspectability.
If the next pass brings stronger evidence, that is when this moves from interesting watch item to a serious candidate for the durable knowledge stack.
Before we close, there is one more angle, failure behavior. Why does that matter?
A memory system has to be judged by what it does when the world changes underneath it. The briefing says file updates are part of the design, so the next useful question is how the assistant behaves after edits, deletions, and reorganized folders.
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
If it answers from an old note after the user deleted or moved it, the system stops being convenient and starts becoming misleading.
Before we close, there is one more angle, scope control. Why does that matter?
Vault access should not mean every note becomes equally available for every task. A project folder, a daily log, and a private scratch note deserve different treatment, even if they all live in Markdown.
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
A good implementation should make scope visible enough that the user can choose what the agent can use and what remains outside the working set.
Before we close, there is one more angle, memory cleanup. Why does that matter?
Persistent memory is only as good as its cleanup story. Remembering old conversations helps when a project resumes, but it hurts when an abandoned assumption keeps echoing into new decisions.
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
The test is whether the user can retire stale context and whether the assistant can stop leaning on it after the work has moved on.
Before we close, there is one more angle, local versus hosted boundaries. Why does that matter?
The briefing shows a configurable Leda base location and optional authentication. That makes deployment flexible, but it also means the user has to know whether the memory backend is local, remote, private, or shared.
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
For Chris's stack, the backend boundary matters because it determines where notes travel, what credentials protect them, and what failure mode appears when the service is down.
Before we close, there is one more angle, why the home lab items belong. Why does that matter?
The storage and networking items are not random filler beside the agent story. They rhyme with the same operator question, what role should each component play, and where does complexity buy real learning?
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
Mixed drives, direct fiber, and durable memory all reward clear boundaries. If the role is unclear, the system can work just well enough to hide its weak points.
Before we close, there is one more angle, why the Linux governance item belongs. Why does that matter?
The Ubuntu flavor discussion gives a governance version of the same pattern. Too many options can be empowering, but official status creates expectations around care, maintenance, and trust.
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
That maps back to agent memory. A tool can be open and flexible, while still needing enough discipline that users know what they are depending on.
Before we close, there is one more angle why the SARP item belongs. Why does that matter?
The Browser SHARP demo gives the experimental edge of the day. It is a concrete workflow, but it still has browser, license, and environment boundaries that determine whether the demo becomes a practical tool.
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
That is the same lesson as the Leda plugin. The demo surface is interesting, but the boundary conditions decide whether it belongs in a real workflow.
Before we close, there's one more angle, decision rule. Why does that matter?
The decision rule after today is simple. Test the Leda and Obsidian path, but test it like infrastructure. Start narrow, observe synchronization, check memory behavior, and keep sensitive material out until the boundary is understood.
What is the practical consequence of that for a cautious operator?
If the system passes those checks, it becomes a serious candidate for durable project assistance. If it fails them, the result is still useful because it tells us which part of agent memory is not ready yet.
Put all of this into one operating posture. If Chris were deciding what to do tomorrow morning, what should he actually do with this signal?
Treat the Leta and Obsidian plugin as a candidate experiment for durable agent memory, not as a platform decision. Create a small vault, put a few non-sensitive project notes in it, connect it to the backend intentionally, and ask questions that reveal whether memory, synchronization, and file changes are behaving as expected.
What should the experiment record?
Record what the agent saw, what it missed, how quickly changes appeared, whether old conversations helped, and whether stale context showed up after it should have disappeared. Also record how easy it was to understand the backend boundary, and whether authentication felt explicit rather than magical.
And what would make you stop the trial?
Stop if private notes are hard to scope, if deletions are not respected, if the agent cannot explain the basis for an answer, or if maintenance signals look weak. Those are not cosmetic flaws for a memory system, they are core trust failures.
That is the real through line today. The exciting part is not memory by itself. The exciting part is memory that remains inspectable.
Exactly. A durable agent should reduce repeated context loading without creating a black box. Today's evidence says the integration surface is worth watching and testing. The next evidence has to show whether it stays understandable under real work.